Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today, talking about cattle on feed numbers from this last Friday with Tom Leffler in just a moment. Coming up this Friday, the next Superior Video Livestock Auction starting 8 a.m. Central Time on Dish Network Satellite 232 or SuperiorClickToBid.com, offering 33,000 head, including 6,700 yearling steers, 4,400 yearling heifers, 13,800 weaned calves, and 2,500 calves on cows. If you want to know details about when a specific lot may sell or more information about the offerings in general, give them a call, 800-422-2117, or go to SuperiorLivestock.com.
Drive Green Demo Days is coming to a John Deere dealer near you. This is your chance to test drive the latest John Deere and competitive equipment. Get coupons good for $500 off a compact or utility tractor and hundreds off attachments that enhance the performance of your tractor. And when you register, you'll be entered to win a new 32-horsepower 3E compact tractor package with loader and rotary cutter. For complete rules on the Drive Green giveaway and to find your local event, visit johndeere.com/drivegreen. Be there.
This past Friday, USDA releasing the monthly U.S. cattle on feed report for our major feedlot states. Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities, talking with our own Leslie Smith about the numbers released by Uncle Sam. And he says one thing is for certain, this report totally devoid of any major surprises.
The March 1 on-feed number came in at 99%. The trade was looking for an average guess of 99.5%. Now, this means we had on-feed 10.658 million head of cattle. This is 3.9% below the five-year average. Now, on a major state, Texas was down 1% on-feed. Kansas and Nebraska both were up 1% versus a year ago. Now, this is the second largest March on-feed of the past 16 years. This was also the third largest monthly on-feed number of the past 11 months. Now, the February placements came in at 92%, slightly below the trade's average estimate of 92.7%, which means we placed 1.523 million head of cattle. This is 6.6% lower than the five-year average. This is also the third smallest February placement number of the past 20 years and the third smallest monthly placement of the past 62 consecutive months. Now, Texas was down a whopping 30% on placements in February, Nebraska was down 9%, and Kansas was up 6% versus a year ago. Looking at the weight breakdown of the placements, under 600-pound category was down 15.4%, 600 to 699-pound category down 18.2%, 700 to 799-pound category down 7.2%, and 800-plus was up 2.9% versus a year ago.
As for the marketings,
February marketings came in today at 98%. The trade estimate was 97.3. This means that we marketed 1.516 million head of cattle. This is 9.9% below the five-year average. This is the smallest February marketing number since 1996. That is 20 years ago. On a consecutive monthly basis, this is the second lowest monthly marketing of the past 242 months. Now, Texas was down 12%, Nebraska up 3%, and Kansas up 13% on marketings compared to a year ago.
A comprehensive look at our cattle on feed numbers released this last Friday from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, courtesy of Tom Leffler with Leffler Commodities. Leffler reminds us that cold storage numbers will be released 2 p.m. Central Time Monday afternoon. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
At your Beef Buzz, have yourself a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.